No, once I sort of realized what this was about. Usually, these type of things have to do with psychology and the person, not just what they say. So I guess there were a lot of areas that seemed to be left out in the beginning, but because of, I guess, of the intent of this little survey or whatever, that's why they were left out, because they weren't really relevant to it.
I'm just curious, what were they? What types of things do you mean?
Well, just more of, I first thought it would be like the way a person would think in the South, their philosophies, or
Oh.
what they did with their lives, or their mores, or their standards.
Okay. But it is just how you speak. That's
Right.
all it is. Okay. Now, do you have any, you've already made one comment that's relevant to this question about just your attitudes towards language, towards standards of correctness, let's say. You did say one thing about how you have to gear what you say
to
who
you're speaking
speaking
to,
to,
right.
And that's what communication's all about. Got
Right.
anything else to say on that?
No, well, that just sort of sums it up. I mean, it's hard enough to communicate verbally anyway. I mean, even if two people have a super command of the language, theoretically speaking, if two people both were very knowledgeable in their own language, in English, say, they still would have difficulties communicating, because it's more than just the words, it's the facial expressions, it's the way they say the words, the inflection, the tone, it's the situation involved. So that's really why that I guess you'd have to change, alter the way you speak according to who you're speaking to and what you want them to do, or what you are trying to get across to them.
Okay. What do you think about the usefulness of maintaining some kind of standard of correctness? Do you think that language should just change as it changes, or do you think there should be some standard maintained somewhere, either in the dictionaries or among the school teachers or in the newspapers or something like that?
Well, if all people had the same capacity for speech, then I guess there would be some reason for maintaining a standard. But language always has changed, I guess less so now since it became written, and still less since it became recorded. But I think that it always is going to change. And trying to keep something standardized would be more of a historical record rather than a guide for teaching future people how to speak.
All right, what about the use of ain't, for example? That's pretty pervasive in America. Do you think that that should be considered standard because so many people use it? This is one.
Well, if it gets the point across, it should be used or not. I mean, I don't think, well, you know, in the third grade, you'd say ain't, they'd say don't say ain't. You know, it's not correct. But
Is that a good thing to do?
no, I think any word or way of speaking that communicates most closely the idea you want to communicate should be allowable and encouraged, in fact. I mean, I don't think that the way you speak should matter, but how well you get your ideas across, that should be the main, you know, thrust of education, I guess, in that area.
Okay.
Communicating so that it works, not just so you sound right when you're doing it, you know.
Okay, is that all you have to say?
That's it.
Okay, thank you very much.